You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens.
And I'm Megan Carew. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so this episode is going to be all about the things you can do in Beaufort.
Yes, so we're looking to celebrate Valentine's and tell you guys what exactly in Beaufort you can get into and what you can find if you wanted to have a nice little Valentine's Day getaway, or if you were in town and you're a local, something to do, looking for something fun to do with your significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, or even if you just want to go out with your girls for Valentine's Day, or you want to hang out with the boys for Valentine's Day, just give you guys some ideas of what you can do.
All right, let's jump into it.
Yes, sounds good. So what are some of your favorite Valentine's candy?
Oh, I'm a big chocolate lover. Mm-hmm. I gotta say that. I mean, I feel like chocolate strawberries, chocolate covered strawberries, of course, classic. You gotta go with that. Chocolate tree downtown is amazing. They have everything, and they have little themed Valentine's Day gifts that you can just pick up and grab, which is great. You could also check out Kilwin's for some ice cream if you'd like to go that route. Or, I mean, if you're spending the day, it is a Tuesday, Valentine's Day. So if you are with your kids that afternoon, you could go downtown and go to the candy shop.
Yeah, I would agree with the candy shop. So when I was young, one of my favorite things for Valentine's Day, you know how when your teacher would come around and hand out candy to everybody, you would get the box of hearts with the sayings on them and different phrases. That was always my favorite type of candy. I used to love to just put the whole box in my mouth and chew up the hard candy. Or one of the ones I like, the candy dip.
Yeah,
into the... It's hard to explain. It's like the sugar. You dip the candy sticks into the sugar, and it would have the Valentine's versions. So you could like write it to such and such from such and somebody, and then you could just dip the candy into the sugar. That was also a favorite of mine when I was young.
Oh my God, you just brought back a bunch of memories. And you've also reminded me a to-do for my son's daycare. I think I'm going to have to go get some candy and some little, you know, Valentine's Day cards. Like, this is for each person. But anyways, getting a little bit off track. Daquan, for you as a guy, are there any traditions that you and your wife do?
We don't have many. So our tradition is there is no tradition. We like to, you know, do something all year long. I'm kind of a cheapskate in that aspect. You know, you say, oh, we do stuff for each other all year long. There's no reason to do anything for Valentine's Day. But we'll like to go out to dinner or something, kind of relax, get a bottle of wine, just unwind with each other and just relax, kind of stay inside or go out to eat. Nothing really too big, like, or crazy fancy, like, you know, jewelry or car for Valentine's Day, like some people, but we keep it low key.
Oh, I wish. And a car for Valentine's Day would be very nice, but I know my husband wouldn't do that. I'm kind of in the same boat. I just like to do a very nice dinner, especially when Valentine's Day is on the weekday. But if someone's looking to go to dinner here in Beaufort, there's quite a few dining options you can choose from. You have to get reservations. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. Personally, my top favorite right now is the Rebo Social Club. It's located downtown in the old Anchorage Bed and Breakfast. Mm-hmm. I think hands down, some of the best food in Beaufort is there.
Yeah, I would agree. And you can't go wrong with the classics of downtown Beaufort, like Breakwater and Saltus. Like you said, you have to get reservations because those spots fill up normally without it being a holiday. So definitely on a holiday. I think with it being on a Tuesday this year, it's going to be interesting to see because some restaurants' days vary. And people will celebrate the weekend before Valentine's Day, the weekend after. So I think it might spread it out a little bit instead of that usual kind of like Mother's Day where everyone's going on this one day. So you're going to wait an hour and a half, 2 hours just to get in. So hopefully that will help break up the wait times for these restaurants and you can get in, enjoy the food, and get out.
Yeah. And if you don't want to go to a restaurant, you can pack a picnic and go to the Bluff on Bay Street and just watch the sunset. It's It doesn't take much to be very romantic here in Beaufort. Go to Hunting Island and watch the sunset. You could go to Sands Beach in Port Royal and just hang out on the observation deck. So I think there are definitely other things you can do besides go to a pricey restaurant, or if those wait times are way too long, do something else.
Yeah, I agree. That was my next point, is there's so much to do here in Beaufort. You can get outside and just enjoy the Beaufort day. Get outside, take a bike ride on Spanish Moss Trail, have like just a romantic bike ride, take a picnic out there, because there's so many locations that overlook the water. You can just sit somewhere, pull over, eat, and then ride back casually. Or if you want to do something adventurous, maybe a couple's kayak, or there's just so much here in Beaufort that you can do as a couple, especially outdoors. Outdoors is what Beaufort does best, and why not incorporate it in your Valentine's Day?
If y'all wanted to do inside, if you really want to impress your girlfriend, fiance, wife, you know, we love to drink wine and paint. You could go to the Southern Palette Arts Studio and do a little painting class and sip some wine. I'm sure they would enjoy that.
Yeah. I did that with my family over the holidays.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. We did like a sip and paint at my mom's house. She got us all little easels and little paintings, and we just sat around the table and painted, and everybody enjoyed it. And I don't mean to brag, but we had a judging contest, and the kids judged, and I did come in first place. So I'm going to have to bring the artwork in one day just to show off.
You can hang it on the wall.
Yeah. So,
yeah. And that, I mean, that would also be a great place to do a Galentine's Day and get like a few girlfriends together and just have a fun night.
Or guy friends.
Or guys. If they, if y'all are into that.
There's nothing wrong with getting a couple of the fellas together and, you know, just getting around painting, laughing, enjoying it, doing something unusually different to switch it up. You know, typically if you're a guy and you also want to get your guys together for Valentine's Day, kind of do a guy's appreciation day, go golfing. There's a lot of areas in Beaufort you can golf, kind of make it a Valentine's guy's day. There's not many guy Valentine's marketing ploys out there. So we'll come up with the guy's, saying and create it here in Beaufort.
Y'all could do a fishing charter too.
That is true. There's a lot here for guys to do and just to mix up the usual Valentine's Day hangout.
Okay, so going from things to do, we do have a little event, a Galentine's Day Cupid Shuffle in downtown Beaufort. It's going to be February 11th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. There's going to be shopping, cocktails, giveaways, games. About 10 of the shops downtown are participating. Really just park, go downtown. They'll have a flyer in their window. If they are participating, go in, shop, have fun. And then that afternoon is when they'll do their giveaways. So just a little fun thing.
Yeah. And just because it's called Galentine's doesn't mean it's just for women. Couples can go down. We've had couples last year's event of the Sip and Stroll. So it's a good chance to get downtown, mingle, meet new people, have fun, just get some drinks while you're just shopping and being downtown and just enjoying Beaufort.
And guys, take your girl, let her go shopping. If you want to stop into Bay Street Jewelers, Modern Jewelers, the Jeweler's Bench, and buy a wedding ring, those are some great, great places to go.
Yes. And speaking of wedding rings, so how about, since we're talking about Valentine's Day, what are some great places to kind of get engaged if you were planning on getting engaged Valentine's Day here in Beaufort?
Well, Hunting Island is probably the most romantic, either on the beach right there. They have a pier at the Nature Center. And then by Lighthouse, I want to say you could go, you could go to the observation deck in Port Royal that looks over the Sound and do it there. If you can find a sunset cruise or rent a boat to take out on the sunset, that would be great. I know there's a little tiki boat that people can rent out. That's really fun. And they would probably do something for you.
Yeah. I was going to say, you can't also miss the classic spot of downtown on the waterfront. just having that water background with the sun setting, as you're, you know, on a knee asking, you know, your other significant other to marry you. That scene right there is probably one of the picture perfect scenes. There's a reason movies are filmed here, and people come here to do love stories and stuff like that. So it's literally taking it from a movie and putting you into the movie.
And there's also a lot of photographers around town. So there's people that you can hire to hide out and just take some photos for that big day if you do want to propose. I know a lot of people, especially a lot of girls, will respect that foot forward. My husband did not. I wish he did.
I think it's a men thing. Not many men.
Don't forget about taking the photos. And a lot of those photographers, they do little Valentine's Day minis where you get 3, 4, 5 photos for $100. And it's just a very nice to have those updated photos. Very romantic. The backdrops are always beautiful here. So keep on the lookout for those. They're usually posted on Facebook. So hope this helps get you some ideas flowing. Maybe you come up with something this afternoon. Flowers are always great. Don't forget the flowers.
Mm-hmm. Roses and chocolate are always a classic. Teddy bear. Can't go wrong with that. But it's nice to kind of mix it up, do something new. And maybe a day trip, weekend trip here to Buford is the go-to thing you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we wrap up, Daquan is going to tell us a few events that are happening this month and early March.
Yes. So as we go into the end of February, Buford celebrates its 17th annual Buford International Film Festival, beginning February 21st and ending February 26th. This is a time of the year we are able to appreciate the films submitted to the film festival. And it's a great time to get out, watch some films for these couple of days. And we have a lot of special guests coming to the area. If you guys are interested, you can find their information at BufordFilmFestival.com. Another event happening in our area is the Band's Brew and Barbecue. It's an event in Port Royal where you can get out, have some music, great barbecue, and have some fun. It's taking place on February 24th. And like I said, it's a great way to just get out, enjoy the weather, enjoy, you know, not being stuck in cold weather and snow here in Buford.
So for more events, you can go to our events calendar on bufordsc.org/events. Personally, I look for them every day and put them on there. So it is updated in real time. If you have an event you'd like to submit, you can go under the events tab and hit submit your event, and it'll come through me and I'll approve it and put it on our website.
Thank you for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at visit_BufordSC on Instagram or BufordSC on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to you all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Buford Port Royal in the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.